Welcome to Mr. Biz Radio, biz talk for biz owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio. Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And we're going to talk about some interesting things this week, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're going to want to pay special attention to this. We've talked in the years, over the years, about a lot of marketing, different types of things on the show. But this, we've got a guest this week who's going to tell us how to increase our profits without adding to our ad spend. And I know everyone out there wants to hear this. I'm going to be taking tons of notes, selfishly, for myself as well. So this week we're talking with Mr. Jeff Cothey. Make sure I got that right. He started his professional career in 1985. He must have started when he was like 10 years old. He's a graduate of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign with a bachelor's degree in psychology and a minor in math and sciences. He is seen as an asset to business owners because he has seen success as a business owner and is able to pass that experience on to those he works with to help them grow their business and help more people. Jeff, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So before we start diving into all and picking your brain about all this, you know, marketing genius of that you've got between your ears, tell us a little bit about your journey overall, your entrepreneurial journey, and how you got to where you're, what you're doing now.
Oh, certainly. The first thing I have to tell you is I wish I would have gotten an MBA, because when you have a degree in psychology, that in four quarters will get you a dollar almost anywhere. So I'm going to start back at the beginning because it has to do with my college days. So, you know, the unemployment rate in the Midwest where I grew up was over 14%. And when I got out of college, I had my application in everywhere, and I took a commission sales job in insurance because they would take me. Commission, right? Didn't cost them, no skin off their nose. And I started in the insurance industry, and I was over 30 years in the industry. And I bring that up because it kind of established my mentality of eat what you kill kind of thing. So earn exactly what you're worth. And those, all those cliches you've ever heard in sales, they applied to me. The economy sent me into other ventures. I was in a long time and did both sides. The financial advisor, worked with a lot of insurance agents, and I did the marketing side of it as well. And the economy sent me into other ventures, including neuropathy. I had some family members that had diabetic neuropathy, and I met up with a neurologist that found a treatment, not a cover-up. If you ever want to talk to me about that, let me know. I know an actual treatment that will help you instead of the drugs that cover up the problems. Anyway, also got into a little bit of residential solar. And trust me, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. I also got into some automation and systems integration. And so I basically, when it comes down to the business knowledge, so to speak, I've done hiring, I've done firing, HR, sales, finance, business ownership, training, teaching, and mentoring. And somebody finally, a couple years ago, told me, you know, you've got all that experience, you should be a coach. Okay. Well, I came across a software that the coaching side of it came kind of naturally because the software was so good. I had 2 years with a coaching title, but I've been training, coaching, mentoring, and so forth literally since 1986. I almost hate to say it, 1981 when it happened, but that's how I got into it. Now, as far as my story in the entrepreneurship, about 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago, I married a Russian woman. If you hear any noise in the background, that's her. And you can insert your mail order bride joke here, by the way. And that's not what it was. They stopped doing that a long time ago. But I, with her and the traveling and so forth that was involved with her, I started to investigate other parts of the country and other parts of the world. I'm a Midwest guy. And as a Midwest guy, I knew the Midwest and, you know, the work ethic and all the different cliches that go with that. And I thought, you know what, I want to explore other parts. So at one point I lived in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yes, you have to be a Packer fan. It's state law. I lived in just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. I lived in North Dakota for a while. I took shelter, so to speak, in California and Florida for a while, but landed in Arizona for about 10 years and Texas for a couple years. And I bring all that out because I have seen a lot of different things. And the part I bring about, the reason I bring about the part about the Russian wife is I'm trying to get her political asylum because of the Ukrainian war. And I went to Belize and lived there for 3 months because they had a treaty with Russia. Everybody knows Russia and the United States don't play well together right now, right?
Right. I think everyone knows that, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to a country where I can get her in. Believe it or not, I had not seen my wife in over 4 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't recommend that to anyone, even for a former stand-up comedian. There's no joke there. we found out she couldn't get in there. We went into a situation in Mexico. It wasn't my first choice only because she didn't know any English when I met her. And I didn't want her to, you know, have to learn all these languages just to accommodate, you know, being with me. So, but I ended up in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where I am now. And people are jealous. I'm about 500 yards from the ocean where the cruise ships park. And it's as beautiful as everybody says. It's a little hot and humid, but it is as beautiful as everybody says. And I go through all that to say I've got a very wide experience. And a lot of it in business, a lot of it just in the world, and most of it is in teaching. And I've been told pretty much all my life I have a pretty good way of putting it in, I'll call it layman's terms, but more of a teaching aspect. My wife knew no English when I met her. Now she's fluent. And a lot of it had to do with my teaching and patience. I have learned patience from this woman. Holy moly.
Whether you wanted to or not, right, Jeff?
Whether I wanted to or not, but it's worth it. I have to tell her that on a daily basis. So that's pretty much where I came from. I was told I'd be a good coach. It wasn't necessarily my dream, but I absolutely love it. The coaching and the profit strategy go hand in hand with this proprietary software that I use. I haven't had anybody look at it and say, oh, I don't know. Everybody looks at it and goes, that's amazing. I love it. I've actually pitched it to referrals, and the person who gave me the referral said, hey, wait a minute, I need that for my business. I didn't realize it did all that. So that's happened several times. I love that part. Anyway.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, Jeff, since you've moved around and not only all around the United States, but also outside the United States as well, where's your favorite spot?
Ooh, boy. I'm glad my wife's in the other room. Sedona, Arizona. If you've never been, go. It's a bucket list destination. It is breathtakingly beautiful. And I don't say that lightly. I wasn't a big travel fan, but I took my wife there and now that's all she thinks about. And I don't know if I can go there, but it's really expensive to live there. There's movie stars and all that kind of stuff that have kind of raised the property value. So
I'm not familiar. I've never been in Sedona. So where is that in relation to like Phoenix, Scottsdale area?
It's north of Phoenix, and it's before you get to Flagstaff, it's kind of west of there a little bit.
Okay.
It's all right. Red rock formations. It is absolutely beautiful. If you get a chance, Google it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously, I've heard of it a ton. I used to travel out to Phoenix for work eons ago. I've been out to Phoenix a bunch of times, and I've been to Scottsdale a few times as well, but I've never been up to Sedona. So next time I head out that way, I'll have to check it out for sure.
Yeah.
This week, guys, we're talking with Jeff Cothey. Yeah, you can find out more, and we'll put all this in the show notes, but CotheyEnterprises.com. You can check out his book, More Profits, Less Ads, which we're going to talk about as we go get into this a little bit further. You can check him out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Come back after the break. We'll give the Mr. Biz tip of the week and continue talking with Jeff.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20-plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100-plus streaming platforms and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@MrBizSolutions.com.
Are you ready to automate your business? Automation is the key to scaling a business and building wealth. It's also one of the most difficult things for a small business owner to do on their own. If you're looking for help with automation, Pulse Technology CRM can help. We have an exclusive offer for Mr. Biz Nation. We will build everything for free, even if it's a sophisticated funnel. Visit thepulsespot.com/Mr. Biz for this exclusive offer.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's time for the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. And this week actually is a quote from someone who I consider a decent friend and definitely a mentor. And ironically, we were talking in the first segment, Jeff had mentioned he loves Sedona, Arizona. This guy lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. So in the same neck of the woods, at least. It's a quote from Mr. Brandon Dawson. And the quote is, it's one of those kind of makes you think a little bit. What you think is what you say. What you say is what you do. What you do becomes your legacy. A lot to take in, but you kind of break it down and think about that. And it allows you to really think about the actions you take, the things you say, and the impact that they have, you know, the compound impact they have throughout your life. So very important there. Again, what you think is what you say. What you say is what you do. What you do becomes your legacy. Brandon's been on the show before. Hopefully get him back on here soon as well. But that is the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week, quote from Mr. Brandon Dawson. All right, we're talking this week again with Mr. Jeff Cothey. So Jeff, I know one of the things you talk about and one of your sort of tenets, your premises, is you talk about getting into a market dominating position. Let's talk through that a little bit. What's that mean? What's that look like? And what are some things that people need to do to in order to do that?
Well, I tell you what, a market dominating position is one of those things. A lot of people know about something called the unique selling position, and it's kind of the same thing, but it's got a little bit of a twist to it. Here's my philosophy. If you don't know why you are better or different than your competition, your prospective client has no way of knowing. Your business, if you don't know it, there's a problem. Okay. But it's not just necessarily how you are better or different. It's also how it connects to the hot button of the client, so to speak, or the prospective client. Okay. If you know what makes you different, if it isn't a hot button for the client, it doesn't make any difference. Okay. So your unique selling position that is targeted toward that hot button is kind of what it is. Typically, if you hone in and develop a market dominating position, your business increases probably between 50 and 75%. Okay. Let me give you just one quick example, if you don't mind. We had a real estate agent. I work with a group of business coaches that also specialize in the profit increases. And we had a real estate agent who was asked to give a 30-second introduction in front of a chamber of commerce. Everybody's heard of, you know, you got 30 seconds, tell us everything that's all we want to hear about you. And I'll just use John Smith. He says, "My name's John Smith. I'm a real estate agent, been in this area for about 15 years. So if anybody here needs to sell or wants to buy a house, let me know. I can help." To which the proper response from everyone in the audience was, "Well, I would hope so. That's what they do, right?" To the point where they don't even remember the guy's name. There was no reason that he stood out at all. We changed his approach. And now it is, "My name is John Smith. I'm a real estate agent. I've been in the area 15 years and I've got a great track record of helping people get into houses much more expensive than what they ever thought they could afford. If you're in that situation or know of somebody, let me know, I can help." None of that was, "Well, I would hope so." It was, "Wow, I wonder if I could afford a bigger house. And you know what? I know a family of four kids, and they're looking for a place. They need the room and they can't afford it. Maybe this guy," you just change the conversation in their head to the mundane and "I don't remember any of it" to, "Gosh, now this person's actually thinking of leads for John Smith, the real estate agent." So it's important that you address basically a couple of things. You always want to talk about the problem they have and don't want and offer the solution they need and don't have. If you're not talking to both of those things, you're probably losing them. And what I talk about with that, it just to kind of prove it, and this kind of reveals my age. I hate that part of it, but I'm going to say it anyway. A long time ago, 50 years ago, television commercials were 2 and 3 minutes long. And they had time to give the whole story of what was going on from the prospect and what they, you know, the subject of the commercial and what was going on in their life and what was missing or what was wrong or whatever it happened to be, for whatever solution they were providing. And they got time to kind of build the story to where the client, the prospective client watching the ad could relate to it. as commercials shrunk down to a minute, 30 seconds, 20, 15, 10, 5 seconds long, the world kind of went to slogans instead, which is great. If you're Nike, you just do it. If you're McDonald's, I'm loving it. But if you're not a multi-million dollar top 100 organization in the world, you don't have that luxury of slogans. So, and by the way, slogans are okay for some of them. Everybody here remembers the Budweiser frogs, right? That kind of thing is okay. But if the person can't relate to it, they don't have a reason to take action and call you on what you can do for them, regardless of the solution, because they can't relate to the ad. If you've ever heard the expression, you've got 7 or 8 seconds to grab their attention. Guess what? That's what the Budweiser frogs did. Does anybody change their beer because the Budweiser frogs were cool? Probably not. Has anybody else figured out why Coke and Pepsi still advertise as much as they do? I don't get it. Anyway, there are people who will only do one or the other. Anyway, you need to get your market dominating position. Why you are better or different than your competition, with the idea that it has to be a hot button for the client, and try to get it down to one sentence. I literally say, tell me why you're different and tell me why you're better, and get as many of those listed as I can, 5, 6, 7, 8 if I can. Say, now, here's your homework. Put all those in one sentence that's attractive to somebody where you go, oh, wow, you do that? Quite frankly, if you do that, the reason I stated 50 to 75% increase in business, because you don't have to go by price anymore. You now are the only solution. You can tell them, look, I'm the only solution to what your problem is, because I know you need this, this, and this, and I can do all of that for you. You don't sell by price anymore, and that's huge.
Oh, that's massive.
You're passionate about this, can't you?
Yeah. No, and I love the example you gave with the networking with the realtor. So years ago, I had a friend of the family who was a financial advisor, some of your older days, your days in the past. And you know, I said, how do you introduce yourself at a networking event? And he said, my name is John Smith and I'm a financial advisor. I help people with their retirement. And I literally went like this to him. I went, oh, I said, I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you wake me up? Like, you just,
I'll show
just
you how to get tax-free retirement for the rest of your life. Wait, what?
Yeah.
By the way, that real estate agent, his business is in revenue increased 75% by making that one little change.
Oh, I can imagine.
That's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah. I mean, so financial advisors, realtors, I don't mean this in a negative way, but they're kind of a dime a dozen. There's a ton of them out there. So how do you differentiate yourself?
Competition is a nicer way to say it.
Yeah. How do you differentiate yourself? And like you said, that one unique sort of selling position or positioning yourself in that market dominating way just makes all the difference in the world. Because again, it creates, you know, people have said this before, it's not my original, but and you even, while you were explaining it, you did it yourself, is it creates that lean in moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. The realtor who says, hey, I can help you find a house. That's boring. That's what you do. But when you mentioned the way you did, and it's like, well, so wait a minute, tell me more about that. How do you do that?
I wonder if I could get a house that's bigger than what I thought I could afford. I wonder if I'm in that position. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Yeah. It makes a huge difference. And
you'd
like
be
you
surprised
said, I think,
how many people have no idea what their market dominating position is. I was surprised myself. Most people don't, at least the ones I've run across.
Yeah. Well, especially in fields, I've seen it. And especially in fields, like I said, that are very competitive, like a realtor, a financial advisor,
service oriented stuff a lot. Yeah.
You know, there's a ton of them. And, you know, just having that differentiating position, I think, makes a huge difference. Guys, this week we're talking with Jeff Cothey. Again, we'll put this in the show notes. You can go to CotheyEnterprises.com, follow him on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. We're going to come back after the break, and he is going to tell us how to have higher profits without ad spend.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Business owners have a continually growing to-do list with little time for revenue-producing activities. With Check Off Your List and their experienced team of virtual assistants, you can focus on growing your business. Visit checkoffyourlist.com to learn how Check Off Your List's skilled team can handle your day-to-day tasks like social media, bookkeeping, calendar maintenance, and much more. Contact Check Off Your List at checkoffyourlist.com or call 888-262-1249 to see how their virtual assistants can help you live to work rather than work to live.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're going to hit some pay dirt here. So Jeff has already shared plenty of gems with us, not only the fascinating journey he's had in his travels and his career, but talking about that market-dominating position, which is so critically important. And as we mentioned, the more competitive the space that you're in, the more important that is. And then like Jeff alluded to, super important is you get to the point where you are the man or the woman and you don't have to sell on price anymore, which makes a huge difference. You don't have to go through all that, the shenanigans and, well, so-and-so does this. Well, yeah, but so-and-so doesn't do what I do. And then you kind of eliminate all that. It makes it super much easier to get business and not to deal with a lot of that back and forth that so many people deal with. But now I want to dive into Jeff, and I know, I can already tell you're getting antsy, you're getting fired up. I know you're passionate about this. Talk to us about, we have a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners that watch and listen to the show. How in the world can we increase profits without spending more money on ads? I know everyone talks about spending more money on ads, which can be a philosophy to do that and a way to do that. But this thing sounds like a much better way to me.
It is. I tell you what, one of the things that I do is, and it's a completely free offer, I offer a 5-minute session that I will show them how to double their profit in that 5 minutes. I call that the proof of concept. At the end of that, and there's no charge for that, at the end of that, I ask for 45 minutes to where I can show them to triple, quadruple, or more, and I show them some of the tips that I'm about to share with you now. So that, by the way, that is not only free, but at the end of it, they'll get a blueprint with a step-by-step process of exactly what they need to do to make those strategies work, okay? You're going, wait a minute, that's all free. The only way I get paid is if somebody wants me to help implement those strategies. That's sure. It. And so yeah. It's I'll give that to them. Anyway, this may sound like a segue, but the biggest tip, the biggest thing that I talk about with almost everybody is the market-dominating position. And I want to give you one other example here because I think it just really accentuates the fact that sometimes people just don't know what they don't know. I was talking with a chiropractor and I asked for the market dominating position. Keep in mind, this was after I found out they do no marketing, no posts on social media, and everything that she claimed was word of mouth for their customers. I said, okay. So I said, what would you say is your market dominating position? She said, well, oh, and after a couple of fumbling around, we do this and we do this, hours, location, number of chiropractors in the clinic and that kind of thing, I found out that she does something called low impact adjustments. I'm a big guy and I've been using a chiropractor for 40 years plus. And if I get my back out and I don't want somebody cranking and twisting and poking and that kind of thing, if I can help it, low impact adjustments is something that would be very desirable for me. And I said, tell me what that means. And she explained it. I said, okay, so let me understand this. You don't put that in any marketing or any posts on social media? She said, no. I said, okay, do you at least have a sign in your waiting room in the office? No. Do your employees at least tell all of your clients that you do that? No. I said, then how in the world would anybody know that you do that if they aren't already getting that from you? I said, how much business do you think you're leaving on the table by not knowing your market dominating position? She said, oh, I don't know, maybe 10%. I said, Joan, you're shaking your head exactly like I just heard. It's probably more like 40 or 50% because if I need that and I look for you and you don't tell me you've got that, why would I call you? There's other people that are saying they do that. Maybe not that many, but if I find one, that's more than I'm ever going to have for a reason to call you. Well, I guess it might be a little more than that. I'm not trying to be a smart ass, but sorry.
No, I mean, so Jeff, look, I'm not to jump in here, but I think it's super important because this is completely anecdotal in my experience only. But I think what I've heard people say as a negative is why they don't want to go to a chiropractor is I don't want to get retched around. I don't want to end up worse than I am and have someone cranking. So that low impact thing, so for someone who's thinking maybe I should try, but oh man, I don't want to do it. To say a low impact, holy crap, I'll give that a try.
Yeah, and the thing that hit me at the same time was She does all word of mouth and doesn't need any advertising. She's obviously doing something right. So sure. The office is doing well. How well could she do to get more clients and keep those clients? Obviously, I think that would be very high. Anyway, so that's the number one, market dominating position. Number two may seem so easy, but you don't need my help. I'm just going to give this tip. Increase your prices. As of last, well, we just jumped into July. So as of the end of May, the inflation rate for the United States was up in the 4 and 5% range. Before that, it was over 8. Okay. Right. And I just suffice it to say, we are living in a time where you could raise your prices probably 15 to 20%, and nobody would bat an eye. And you might lose a couple customers, but are you losing the ones that are important? I give the example. If you go to McDonald's to buy a $5 meal and it's now 5 and a quarter, 5.20, 5.39, whatever, first of all, do you notice? Secondly, do you throw your arms up and go, oh my God, McDonald's is crazy, I can't believe, or do you just go, yeah, that's kind of the way things are going?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you lose clients as a business person who raised their price 5 or 6%, the ones you lose weren't loyal anyway. And now you're making more money on less people and you have resources to get more good clients. It all works out. That one you don't need my help on. Number three, don't discount. This is going to be a wild example. I always like to tell people, when's the last time you paid full price for a pizza, if ever? But let's say you got restaurant A and B, and they're both having a steak and lobster dinner, $60, okay, on a Tuesday, if you come on Tuesday. Restaurant A is giving a 25% discount. Quick math, $15 off. Not a bad deal. Restaurant B assumes the food and service and everything's the same. Restaurant B is offering a $37 bottle of wine and a free slice of dessert for each person, valued at $6 per slice. That's $49 worth of mental value. And it probably cost them $8 for the bottle of wine and a buck a slice for the dessert. That's $10. So he only lost $10. The other guy lost 15, 100% out of their profit margin, right? But the guy that offered the perceived value of over $100 has a packed restaurant on Tuesday.
Right.
Who was the smarter person? Packed the restaurant and did it not out of his so stop discounting is my big thing.
Real quick, I heard John Taffer. He said this before. I heard him say it. He goes through the whole big example, but he said people get addicted to discounts. They don't get addicted to free.
Yeah, I saw that same video. Yeah, it's absolutely true. Value is a big thing as well. It's like, man, I'm ripping them off. Look at the value I'm getting with what I'm doing here. People love that part. They're getting a deal. Sometimes it's even better than a discount. The next one is drip marketing. Everybody should know 80% of your business is going to come between the 5th and 12th touch of your company to that client. Only about 3% are going to be first-time in buyers because they were probably already sold. Either they were a referral, they've already done their homework, or something that they just want to come by. That's very seldom in the business world, okay? So drip marketing, there are so many CRMs out there that will do your emails, set them up, and time them for when they go out. But one other note, don't send salesy stuff. Send something of value. Send something that's going to help them instead of, gosh, when are you going to sign that contract? It doesn't work. Even if you send something of value that says we could do that for you, it's going to go in the trash. Number five, and this is so simple, joint ventures.
Mm-hmm.
Who else serves the clients that you serve? It is so easy to find somebody who also has the same clients, but also maybe either before or during or after whatever you're doing for your client. For example, somebody who is a florist, the people who also do wedding planning and that kind of stuff, all the things doing with a wedding. Mm-hmm. Watching the clock here, and I'm panicking here. But maybe you can also earn a commission by referring somebody to somebody who's got the same clients. Even if you don't get the client, you might be able to get a commission. So
yeah,
there's five.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, Jeff. I mean, these are impactful, practical things that everyone can do. Jeff, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I really appreciate you coming on, share some great information. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
Become part of Mr. Biz Nation. Follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.